Oh, the gabbin halachas of the counting of the sphere itself. Okay, so let's just some of the basic halachas. The etzim mitzvah of sfiras ha'omer is a machloikis nowadays. Is it deraisa or is it derabanan? Now, from the Torah, there is a mitzvah to count. So why nowadays would it only be derabanan?
Something with korbanos.
Good. So you don't bring the korban ha'omer. So there's a tzad. Do you know what the korban? You know what omer means, by the way? What is this? Sfiras ha'omer. Counting the omer. What is the omer?
It's a barley.
What?
Barley.
It's a type of barley. Yes, it's a measurement. So in other words, it's like saying that you did an omer of barley, that, and therefore we count the tzama. You have to understand what the mutzah of that is. So that I'm going to leave to you to figure out. Or a different share, which talks about Musa and Halacha. Uh-huh. But why is it that the whole counting is called the counting of the Omer? It's like, let's say you bring a carbon, which is 1 ounce of barley. So the counting of the ounce, what does that have to do with anything? I mean, first of all, the ounce is just, it's not really, why is that even describing the carbon? It was one Omer of barley, and we make the whole count from Pesach to Shavuos, counting from the barley offering and from the Omer specifically. Well, why is that? Why is that? The name of the counting. Fine. But anyway, since there's no... Leaving that aside. Since there's no carbon omer nowadays, it could be the mitzvah is only derabanan, not deraisa. Okay? The Rambam sheet is that it's deraisa, it's derabanan, it's a suffix today. Okay? Now, therefore, some want to say, very interesting, does anyone here say the Lashem Yichud before the Sfira? Exactly. So it says, Sfartim Lachem, L'Kayim Mitzvah, what does it say? I think it says, L'Kayim Mitzvah Saseh Shalt. What? Yeah. So they all ask, it's not L'Kayim Mitzvah Saseh Shalt Torah. It's not a mitzvah from the Torah, it's only the Rabbanan. So some want to say you shouldn't say that Shalt Torah business. Because it's the wrong thing.
So who wrote it then?
What?
Who wrote it?
Maybe they wrote it for the time that it was Deraisa. But it's a suffix, it's Deraisa, Derabanan, and therefore you should be machmer, and it makes enough come in about when do you start counting? When's the earliest you can count? So l'chatchila you're supposed to count the earliest possible at the beginning of the night. Why? Because you want to have the whole day be counted. That the day should be tamimos. Tamimos means it should be a complete day. It means you should count the entire day. If you start counting in the middle of the day, that means the first half of the day was not counted. So if you count late, you shouldn't get out. Now, if you have a minyan kavua, let's say you have the 10 o'clock minyan in the koil, so it's late, still, you could wait to count then, because we would rather you count that your minyan kavua, and you know that you always count that minyan, so you won't miss a day. But otherwise, you should, if you're davening ma'ariv stam random time, you should count l'chatchila at the beginning of the night. Okay? Now, when is the beginning of the night? It's the beginning of the night from Shkia, Tzeisa Kochavim. So, l'chatchila, you should wait till Tzeisa Kochavim. L'maisa, there are different mekilim, but it's better to wait till after Ben Hashmashas to count. So, l'chaira here, they daven, let's say, 20 minutes after the Shkia, and you're getting up to Sfira, so in a half hour. So, according to many opinions, a half hour after the Shkia is already Tzeisa Kochavim. Right. So, you know, l'gabi, this thing, you could be lenient, especially if you hold the Sfira, so it's derabon. Be deraisa, you probably want to be more machman, but fine. Now,
Ranziger
told me it's fine to say.
Huh?
I don't know why that, but
no, I'm saying he said it. I don't have to wait.
Right.
That was minutes. But it could be because you thought I'm going to forget.
If you're Chazal bring down
the Shabbos, they don't do it.
No, but that's a sin. That's
before Bein HaShmoshes. If you're during Bein HaShmoshes, it's a shalat you can count during Bein HaShmoshes. It's not so posh to count during Bein HaShmoshes, but since you have the Achra of the Minyan, so that outweighs the thing of Bein HaShmoshes. But yeah, it's not so posh.
Our Bein after Bein HaShmoshes.
No.
No.
Ma'ariv is Bein HaShmoshes. Bein HaShmoshes means between sunset, Shkia, and Tzeisa Kochavim.
They're
starting Ma'ariv only by Shkia. So it means they're finishing Ma'ariv 15 minutes after the Shkia, that's Bein HaShmoshes.
He's probably the earliest one in England.
Third in the day. So how could Rabbi Benziger? How could Hazen?
No. So a lot of people do it. But Lamaisa, that I would say is that you should count over again though. Yeah. Not with a bracha, but you should say the Kesfira over again later.
Oh, really? If you remember.
If you're davening there.
Mm-hmm. So I could say it now.
So it's either legitimate counting or it's not. What? It's either legitimate counting or it's not. New York
is there. So I didn't say it over again.
Yeah,
I didn't say it again today.
Yeah.
You can say it again with
a
bracha.
I'll tell you what to do. I'll have a chat for you. But basically, you should, if you count the
bracha. Like he's mamish on the borderline.
No, it counts. It's fine. L'chatchila, you should count after says a again. The way it's brought down in halacha is if you're counting ben hashmashas because you're with the minion, it's a good counting. But since there are opinions that say that you should wait till tzeis hakochavim to count, you should repeat it again without a bracha at night. Now, some people go as far as to say, do the following. In halacha, it's brought down the following. Okay, that if you are merdekachap, they have here, that if you if you're at a minion that's davening early, this is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. If you're at a minion that's davening early. If you're at a minion that's davening early, and they're counting, and you want to count with them because you don't want to forget. You don't want to forget later. Okay? But it's too early. You don't really want to rely on that counting.
So you can have in mind that if you remember.
Oh, so you make a tonight. So you make a tonight. So you make a tonight. And you count with. You count.
It's very dark.
Yeah, but according to that tonight, you would not make a bracha. What you do is you would count without a bracha. And you would say
the first time you counted out the bracha.
Yeah, you count the bracha, and you say, if I remember later, then my counting now is not. I don't have the mind to fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore, since I don't have the mind to fulfill the mitzvah, then I can count later with a bracha.
Could I do this with the kurek too?
but if I do remember later, if I don't remember later, then I do want this counting to count, and it will be your, and it won't be considered as if you forgot the day. So you could have it both ways. Now that's for machmirim. The Shulchan Aruch brings it down. That's like, it's you know, it is in Shacharach. But if you didn't do that, and you just count the Ben Hashmash, it's your Yoytze. And you should say it over again at night without a bracha. You definitely should. Now, are women obligated in this mitzvah? So, L'maiz, it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. So, L'chair women are potter. However, when many women have accepted upon themselves the custom to count with a bracha. However, Mishabur brings down that they should not count with a bracha, and his lashon is maybe they'll forget a day.
Okay, and then won't forget.
So this is the big question: what does the Mishabur mean? So they may forget a day. Therefore, what? So what he's saying is that since it's one big mitzvah, and if you know you're for sure going to forget, so therefore don't even bother in the beginning.
It's probably because it's easy for them to forget since they don't come tomorrow.
Right. So he's saying since they'll probably forget, so don't bother. So now, the very big question is that true? That means, let's say a person knows for sure, let's say a man knows for sure, that...
Then according to that, he should be saying the bracha either.
Except
what, if he knows for sure he's going to forget, or more than that, let's say he knows for sure he'll miss a day.
It was a
shaila, right? Shlomo Zalman had a shaila. A guy is going to go be out of surgery for an entire. He's going to be out for an entire day. He's not going to be able to count.
Wake him up and.
What?
Doc, I'm so sorry.
So you should make a what do you mean? Not the surgery. Wrong day.
So it's the same thing. Maybe you shouldn't start counting at all. Because since so Shlomo Zalman says on that it's not like that, because a man is taka mechuyev. So every day that comes, I have a mitzvah today. What's it going to be tomorrow? I don't have to worry about tomorrow. Mashenkin, the woman, she's not really obligated. Teretz says she wants to be mechayev herself and take upon herself a mitzvah. Don't take upon yourself mitzvahs that you can't do properly. That's the var. Now that's one way to read the Mishnah Berurah, which is pretty harsh. Reading of the Mishnah Berurah.
So what's that to do with her missing a day? She's not in mechuyev, say without a bracha.
No,
they have to get to the
but she's allowed to accept upon herself the mitzvah. Minhag Ashkenaz is that a woman could say a mitzvah, say she's one girl with a bracha. But this mitzvah that you're going to get fahakt and you're going to miss and you're going to do it half-baked, so don't bother. You know, but not don't bother. You should bother. You should say, you should definitely count. The woman should count, but she shouldn't count with the bracha.
Wait, the mitzvah is to count. The bracha is
on top. No, but they should. No. I'm just in this Mishabur. But if you, the Mishabur is quoting a sefer called the Shulchan Shloima. If you look in the sefer Shulchan Shloima inside, the Mishabur does not quote the end of the quote. The quote is that the women should not count because maybe they're going to forget with a bracha, because maybe they're going to forget a day. And they're not going to know the halacha that the following day You can't count the bracha. So therefore, they're going to mess up and they're going to keep on saying the bracha even afterwards. That's what he meant. So that means that nowadays everyone knows this halacha, that if you miss a day, it's like a big chart. Everyone knows this, that if you miss a day, you miss the bracha, that's it. You're out this year, you know, one of those. So since everyone knows that, so the woman could count with a bracha, I think. And I think the minhag is that counts with a bracha. I got my son, the Orchas Rabbeinu, from the stipler, that the stipler, the minhag, very interesting, in the house of the stipler, apparently, they learned the Mishnah Berurah literally. So the stipler, the women counted, but they counted without a bracha. On the 49th day, if they made it, they can't set a bracha.
Retroactive.
Because now we don't have the problem with the Mishnah Berurah that maybe we'll forget. We taka got the whole way. Now we can make a bracha on the 49th day. That was what they did in the stipler's house. But I think the regular minhag olam is that they count with a bracha, and you try to remind them.
And no one ever missed the stipler's house.
Huh?
And everyone always did it, bro.
Right, it's those houses that like that.
That's funny. Yeah. It's in those houses to worry.
Yeah, exactly.
In our house, we don't
worry. Yeah.
It's
but it's like. Okay.
Right, but what's the thing with the bracha that a bracha? What's our mitzvah? I mean, our chiv. Like, our chiv is to say tefillah. So, I mean, to face the words, the counting. So I just say today is number 14, and I'm going to mitzvah 100%. But isn't the bracha usually a part of the mitzvah? I mean,
what's this business? Yosef is asking, what do you ever have this thing? Do without a bracha, with the bracha, don't just slap the bracha around. If you have a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah. Okay. So
one big mitzvah or not? What do you mean?
We're making a new bracha every night then. If it's one big mitzvah, why make a bracha every night? Make a bracha in the first day, okay. Make a bracha last day.
So this requires a lot of thought, exactly.
You
can do misakin the mitzvah.
No.
I don't know. I understand.
When they're misakin the bracha, they're only misakin on the tamimus.
And the full mitzvah.
Yeah.
That's what you heard?
No.
That's your suggestion. It could be.
Because people stop counting once.
This is the big problem, is that once we miss a day, they stop saying the bracha, I'm out. We said this last year, I think people like it was a chiddush, that even if a person missed a day, they have to continue counting. It's pasha, they just can't say a bracha. Now, why? The reason for that is because there's a machloikas. What happens if you miss a day? Is it one big mitzvah you have to count every day? Or now, even if it's one big mitzvah, you could still say a bracha each day because there's another, the fulfillment of the mitzvah is over a long period of time. But each day you're doing a new maisa mitzvah. You're acting in the mitzvah, right? You're doing something in the mitzvah.
You're building towards the end.
Right. To make
a bracha every brick you lay.
Right, exactly. So every time you're laying the brick, but it's one big mitzvah. Now, that being said, so what's this bracha not bracha business? So the pshat is like this. The pshat is that it's a machlokes. So when there's a machlokes, you have to be machmer both ways. You want to be machmer like the opinion that the mitzvah still is here, so therefore say the mitzvah. But you want to be machmer on the opinion that you lost the mitzvah, so you can't say the bracha. You have to be machmer on both ends. That's the point. But you're right. It's two separate opinions. According to the opinion that you should count, you should take account with a bracha. Just the problem is we're concerned maybe the halacha is like the other opinion.
Count one and
one
you miss, and they would just say without a bracha.
Exactly.
There's no harm.
You're fulfilling it according to one opinion. Now, what you just said something.
The woman is starting off, and she never fulfilled her mitzvah according to that opinion.
But she fulfilled it, but she didn't say the bracha.
No, but you said according to one opinion.
According to that opinion, she didn't do it properly. You're right. She's missing out on doing it properly. You're right. Now, you are correct. Now, you just said something, but I'm not going to say your number because I didn't count yet, okay? But you just threw out there, if I just say today's day 21, so then, can I just do that? Are you Yotze on the 21st day if you say today's day 21?
Obviously, yes.
We say yes because you can't make a bracha.
Obviously, yes, because you just said...
Because I'm not saying that the other day.
Oh, God.
But no, tonight's day.
But you didn't, why didn't you want to say?
That didn't count yet.
He didn't count yet.
He died with 10 practical minutes.
Yesterday was 13 trick, right?
Right, okay. It's the 14th, I told you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So now, so on day 21, on day 21, if a person says today's the 21st day, it's a yoytze. He didn't say, which is 3 weeks. That's the question. So, so the Maisa.
Right, it's really someone asked me if today's the 13th. I said yes. So I was Yotze yesterday's 13th.
Yeah.
If he didn't count last night, he said somebody has influenced
last night. Right. I'm supposed to say it again at night. So today, the read was someone.
It happens, yeah.
Oh, no, that's not good enough. So the halacha is like this. There's two separate mitzvahs. In the Torah, it says two things. One is it says Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lach, which is the parsha in Re'eh.
People who say that if somebody misses a week, I've heard that the machlokes says some say that it's possible.
Yeah, there's a famous story with the Beis Halevi.
Right.
The Beis Halevi. I'll give the background. There's a mitzvah in the Torah. It says Shiva Shavuos Tispar Lach. You're supposed to count 7 weeks. That means you count the weeks. Then it says Tisparu Chamishim Yoyim. Means count the days. So which one is it? Counting the weeks or counting the days? So there's a big machlokes in the Gemara Menaches. There's that. Some people hold it's two separate mitzvahs. Counting the days is one mitzvah. Counting the weeks is another mitzvah. Mamash could be that it's considered two different mitzvahs and everything like that. Our minhag is we do both, okay? But, by the way, that means just on day number 7, day 21, day 28, like that, those are the days that there's a mitzvah to count the week. So we say on day 13, today is 1 week and 6 days, that's a half-baked thing. That's not really counting the week. So since it's two separate mitzvahs, so the Beis Halevi wanted to taina a chiddush that if someone missed a day of Sfira, if he did miss on day 11, he could count on the 21, the day 28, 35 with a bracha. Because I'm not I can't fulfill the mitzvah of counting days, but I can fulfill the mitzvah of counting weeks. And that mitzvah I'm fulfilling every week by counting with the bracha. So it was a maisa with the Beis Halevi that one of the reformers came to the Beis Halevi, the maskilim, and he said, "You're so old fashioned and you just keep with the halacha, you know, the same old, like everyone else. You know, come up with something, you know, you have to.
Modern
you have to, yeah, be dynamic,
with
do something new. So he said to him, what was his lashon like?
Trailblazer.
Yeah, I'm almost come up with things, and we're machadish new things, radical halachas. I mean, we're really doing new stuff. Oh, yeah? Oh, I'm getting interested. Yeah, he said, for example, I just told one of my guys on day 21 that he could count today with a bracha because even though he missed day yesterday, but today's day 21, he can't count the weeks of the bracha, and I was matzim him to count with a bracha every week. So this is like his, you know, his big chiddush.
So only
counted
the week?
Only on the day of the week. But this
today
is,
you would count 2 weeks.
Correct. Right.
You wouldn't count it because you haven't counted.
So this is the question. If a person says, what happens to halacha? If a person says the weeks. Now, so which one is ma'akiv? So the halacha is only the day is ma'akiv, not the week. Only the day is ma'akiv, not the week. And as if you say day number 13, you're yaitzeh. If you just say day number 21, you're yaitzeh. Even if you didn't say 3 weeks. Okay, you're yaitzeh without saying the week, because the week is not ma'akiv. And the big nafkamina is you're not allowed to talk between the sphira and the bracha. So if you said the bracha and you spoke, you have to say it over again. However, if you said the bracha, and then you said the days, and then you spoke before you said the weeks, you would have been yoytzeh because this week's is not ma'akiv in the counting. What about someone else? What about if someone asks you? Here's the famous halacha that if someone asks you, and if you count by accident the day, okay, if you count the day without realizing it, so someone asks you, what's the day of the Omer, and you say what it is, so you can't count anymore with the bracha because it's like you counted already. So, that's why our minhag is that you say yesterday was 13, you know, which is a halach and shachan aruch.
You can't count anymore that day, but you could keep counting.
Of course, yeah.
Can I interject here with the famous sphere line? Guy comes up to the rabbi on the first night and he says, "Rabbi, I want you to have me in mind when you say the bracha." The rabbi looks at him and says, "It's the first night of the Omer. Who's not counting with the bracha?" He says, "Rabbi, you're not."
Now you can't do it either. By the way, it's not so posh. La halacha.
No, they say the rabbi can say no matter what, right?
No.
It'd be embarrassing.
If a guy says the first night, just la halacha, I just saw psak from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. If someone says today's the first night, it could be that that's nothing. You're not yoytzeh with that. Because you have to count the number of days. And you have to say today's day one. Yeah. You don't say first. For example, on the 49th day, if you say this is the last day of the Omer, it doesn't count. It doesn't count. So if you say it's the first day, you're not really counting the day. You're saying it's the first of a sequence. You're not saying this is one. So.
You have to change the joke.
Change the joke.
That's a good joke.
I thought it was serious.
No, but you hear that halacha that I just said, yeah, it's a geshmaka point. If a person says, it's to, even if a person says, it's
so
it's,
somebody asks you, for example, it's like they're not Yosef by you saying that, they can still count. That didn't count as they're counting.
If someone says today is the second day, lav dafka, if you ask them what's the day and you say it's the second, if you say it's day two, then you're out. No. Yeah, because that's counting the day. If you say it's the second day, so the second is just really a sequence, kind of.
What about saying it's lag bayomer?
You're not counting, you're not pointing at the chashivas of the day. This is day two. You're saying it's the second of something. We don't say hayom yom sheni la'omer, hayom shnei yomim. It's 2 days.
Right.
Today's day number two. You don't say Hayom Yom Shlishi La'omer. Hayom Shlosha Yomim is 3 days.
You're counting exactly.
Yeah, today is the day. You're not counting the sequence. So saying the sequence. So, right? Second means that there was 1 day before. This is the second. Not saying Hayom Shnei Yomim means today is two is day number two. That's really what you're saying. It's a little chiddush, that point. Now, what happens if a person counts with Ramazan, right? Whatever. He says it's the square root of today's, you know, or something.
Today is the square root of 49.
Right, yeah, exactly. Today's the square root of 49 or something.
You said it. Yeah.
No. Isn't that 7?
No, that would be way beyond that.
Wouldn't that be 7 anyway?
Yes, that would be 7.
I mean, I didn't forget everything. Would you be Yotze? So Shlomo Zalman says that all those types of things, when you make all these types of counting it with a Muslim, you're not Yotze. So you're not Yotze that way. So you could really theoretically answer someone like that. You're not Yotze. Hagam, it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say you said, today is 40, on day 39, you said today is 40 minus 1. So it says you are Yotze.
Oh, how come?
So that's a little fishy, right?
It's either one or the other.
And one or the other. So the answer to that is because that is something in the Cheshbon that you find that the Torah gave that Chashivas. The Torah, when the Torah says that there's 40 Malkus, the Torah means 39. You know, the Torah itself gave a Chashivas to the number.
Also in the Omer you find a Yom Sheva.
So only 40 has that?
Yom Echad. Like it's mentioning and it's already using it inside the sphere of the Omer.
Yeah, but that's, you're right, but that, okay, yeah, but that's an... But that's not how you count. Exactly, that's not how you're counting.
It's, it's after you count.
Right, exactly.
But
we say Omer about it before we say it.
Yeah, by the way, if you say Hayom on the eighth day, if you say Hayom Shiva Yom Hayom Shavu Echad V'Yom Echad.
Yeah.
That counts as 8 days.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, but the Mishnah Berurah says a Lashon, because yesterday you said that the week equals 7 days. So since you already said a week is 7 days, and now you're saying it's a week plus a day, it's like...
So that doesn't count 1 to 6?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly.
They also
but,
say it's like Omer in the middle. They don't say Omer at the end of those 6.
Oh, yeah, the Sphira. Yeah, you have to know this. That makes a lot of sense. Because the Iker Kiyum of the Mitzvah,
right,
is with the days, not the weeks.
That, right.
Makes a lot of sense. Now, just let's go through a couple other interesting psukim. I know there's other things, so whoever has to go could go. I'm just going to continue because there's because we started a little late. So whatever. The halacha is that you have to do Sphira standing up. You have to count the sphere standing. So you can't count the sphere sitting down. And the reason for that is because it says, Atzas Hashem, he sakum. And Atzas is a remez, Omer, Tzitzis, and Tfilin. I don't know about you, Tfilin is sitting down.
That's related to wake up at night, right?
Huh?
That Atzas Hashem, he sakum. What about his wife, no?
Yeah, what?
She should wake up at night.
And why?
It says, Rabbi Smach Shabbos Velevish. He thinks to wake up, and she wakes up.
Oh, yeah. but and there's another drasha, so you're supposed to say the mitzvah standing up.
We stand up for the shavuot.
Atzah stands for what?
Huh? Atzah Hashem Hitzakum. Omer Tzitzis Tfilin.
The shavuot.
Those are three mitzvahs that there's a mitzvah to do them dafka standing. No, that's not the point.
Take it chill.
Yeah. Now.
So wait, does it mean the bracha has to be standing? Does it mean that we, again, we put shorosh standing up, so it's not maybe just good enough.
No, what?
The shorosh is put on the tefillin by standing up.
Right.
Only the shaliyah is sitting.
Right. Now, one of the things like this, if. If you didn't say Hayoim, you're also not necessarily Yotze. So if you didn't say today is 3 days of Omer, you're not Yotze. So that means if someone asks you what's the day and you say three, kipshuta, yeah, it's okay. You could still count with a bracha because you didn't say today is the third day. You have to count the day. You understand?
So if I can say what day is it today, and you say three.
I can still count again with number, according to most places.
Why?
Because I didn't say today is the third day.
Why is it today? Because otherwise it's a number.
Right, exactly, just a number. I said three, okay, three, four, five.
13.
Yeah.
Well, but it was related to something.
Oh, there was some posting, but you answered his question. It's like Jeopardy, right? What isn't that? How's that go again?
You have
to like say back the thing, right?
You say the answer, and they give you the answer. You have to say the question.
Yeah, but you have to say the
form. He's right.
But then you have to like. You can't just. That's what it was in school.
That's in school.
In school, right? In school, when they ever ask you a question, you don't just say the answer.
Right. You say.
Who was the first president of the United States? George Washington. No, full sentence. The first president of the United States was George Washington, right? So
can we follow the American law now. Secular.
You know what I'm saying? So,
secular.
So just the fact,
modern.
The fact that you said the fact that you said three doesn't mean that you said today is the third day, or day number three actually.
Have kavana to not be yotze.
Yes, l'chol you could have kavana not to be yotze. Yeah. So I was gonna say tonight if I ever say that's what a lot of people do whenever if they're learning hilchos sfiras ha'omer, then you say before you start learning if I say the day of today I have kavana not to be yotze. So I could have just done that. That would have been easier.
Brass, you can retire.
Either way, it's good.
Yeah, you've already done your done your job.
After your shalom about Lag BaOmer, then it's your fun.
Oh, what about Lag BaOmer? If someone says today's Lag BaOmer, so does that count?
Get a barbecue.
It's already the 33rd day.
No,
it doesn't count either because Lag is not saying 33.
Yeah, but we all know what Lag BaOmer is.